Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, friends. We are broadcasting live from the Urban League. Urban League is on Kings Highway, 1408. We're going to be here until 12 o'clock today as we kick off our 100 Acts of Kindness brought to you by Jerry Kelly. So we are glad to be here today. We hope that if you have the opportunity to drop off some stuff, we'll tell you what we need. So it'll be great, right? Amy Marks Kors, Chris Rongi, good morning to you. Amy, 314-436-7900 is the phone number if you want
to call
today.
Or text. We love to hear from you.
Yeah, we would love it.
And today is Tuesday as well, so don't forget that we will have our question of the week.
Oh, yeah.
It begins
today. Do we have
today.
That done already?
We do. We have it on the Twitter,
okay.
On the Twitter,
oh,
at
that's
Chris
right,
Amy,
it is.
KMOX, our question of the week. So we need to hear from you, 314-436-7900. Also on the Odyssey app, you download it. There's a microphone icon right there in the middle of the KMOX page. Leave us a voice message.
Please do that, or else.
Yeah, he's very threatening sometimes.
Yeah, I'll threaten you.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
As we mentioned, we're at Urban League today in St. Louis on Kings Highway. We are kicking off 100 Acts of Kindness.
And President Trump went ahead with the declaration of disaster in St. Louis, which means we'll be able to get more federal funding and more help.
And your St. Louis Cardinals, come on. I mean, come on.
Well, it wasn't
come
great.
Come on, man. What are we doing?
I have here on our little show rundown.
They blew it last night.
Little inside baseball, yeah. That someone's disappointment is immeasurable.
It's,
I think that's Matt Pajeski wrote that.
That's one of those you
he
gotta
did.
Have.
He yeah. is distraught. You have to win that game.
I mean, what are we doing?
Well,
so
we're
going to
lift everyone's
yeah.
spirits today.
They'll play the Blue Jays tonight, game 2 of 3. Matt Pauly, 5:50 pregame, and you know, first pitch, 6:45. It's here on KMOX. So we're at Urban League today, 1408 Kings Highway, mm-hmm. very close to Page. And they are accepting donations because we know it's important that the tornado recovery is going to take a very long time. We've been saying it, not weeks, not months. It could be well into next year and beyond that. So at least one small part we can have here is asking you to bring supplies because they are still looking for hygiene products, cleaning supplies, mm-hmm. Things for infants, food, non-perishable food, bottled water,
food.
That sort of thing. So there's a drop-off, which you can drive up or you can walk up, whatever you want to, here at Urban League. So we're going to be here today until 12 o'clock.
Yeah, and I think it's something that, again, is so important. We talked about this, Ranj, like if you've ever lost someone and the the first few days, the first week, maybe even the first 2 weeks are kind of a blur. Friends are calling. Families are calling. They're stopping by. You have all of the funeral arrangements and just everything that you're dealing with. You're almost kind of in shock when the tragedy happens first. But then those first 2 weeks pass, and then it's the fourth week.
Yeah.
The second month, the third month, and you're still dealing with that grief, and you're in, you're left maybe a little bit more alone than that first rush. Mm-hmm. That's how I think we need to view the tornado damage. That first week, especially with partnering with Fox 2 and KMOX and the Red Cross, raising so much money, and those donations that are going to stay right here in St. Louis, over $270,000. Incredible the way the community stepped up. But we definitely need to keep stepping up, because as you mentioned, the recovery is going to take a long time. And probably some of the grief of the loss of whether it's your home, your loved ones, life as you kind of knew it, probably a bit of shock the first couple of weeks, and now you're settling into the new reality of picking up the pieces. And that's where we don't want to forget our community.
Well, especially because if you're not immediately adjacent to it, it can be out of mind very quickly.
Yeah.
Right. So we talk about it here. They'll talk about it on the local news channels. So you get that exposure, mm-hmm. but eventually people just kind of go on about their lives, unless it's in their face all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't have the luxury of doing that. So it is important to continue. And we're going to keep doing it. And I hope all these organizations, and there have been a lot of really good organizations in St. Louis that over the last several weeks have been stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hope that everybody continues to do that, because it will be necessary.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When we talk about the hardest hit areas, I mean, you have an EF3 tearing through the Central West End up into North St. Louis, hit so hard. And a lot of times when people may not have resources, may not have insurance, may not have a social net or security net in some way where they can have a place to stay. They can be secure financially or with food or whatever it may be. That's when the community needs to step up. And you talk about life moving on. Now, one of my friends who lived in the Central West End, they are going to be okay because they have insurance. But like half their house got blown off. And it, you know, trying to just work through cleaning up, work through the loss that you had in your home. But their daughter also graduated. So in the midst of all that, it's like, well, we're going to, you know, still have, celebrate that she graduated, and then now keep picking up the pieces. It's just an ongoing process.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, for some people, they do have resources.
Yeah.
Right? It's some more than others. It's devastating for anybody to lose a house or part of your house or any of your property. But for some, it is much more difficult to recover.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's on all of us to help as best we can. So throughout the day today, we're here till 12 o'clock at Urban League. You can stop by. Again, there's the drive up outside. There is the walk up. Mm-hmm. If you want to drop off any of those supplies, we've mentioned it, the hygiene stuff, cleaning products, non-perishable food, anything you think they might want, they could definitely use here. We've also heard that that pet food has been dropped off too, because there are people who have pets that they need to care for as well. So
I mean, think of like, it's one of those, if anyone has ever moved, like from an apartment to a house or house to house, and then the first couple days in your new house and you realize, oh my gosh, I don't have paper towels.
Yeah.
Because you didn't think of it in the midst of all the chaos. You know, toothbrushes, toothpaste, all of those things. Imagine now that you've lost everything in your home and how it's hard to think of, what do I need just to function? What do I need to clean up? I think masks are still important, because even moving around debris, or if you're in a home where maybe the walls or the roof are now exposed, the air quality, not great.
Right.
So you want to protect yourself. So if you do have KN95 masks, feel free to drop those off. And yeah, any cleaning supplies. Water, Gatorade. It's a hot, humid summer. People are going to be working outside, cleaning up the mess. So anything that you have.
Michael McMillan is the president and CEO of Urban League Metropolitan St. Louis. He will join us when we come back. It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live at Urban League, Metropolitan St. Louis. We are on Kings Highway. It is 1408, accepting donations. Supplies are still needed and will be for a long time. It is the Chris and Amy Show, and we have a moment to talk things over with Mike McMillan, who is the CEO and president of Urban League Metropolitan St. Louis. Michael, it's good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you, too. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you for the partnership. Thank you for amplifying everything that we're doing for the community and keeping this front of mind with all your listeners.
Yeah, when we let's go back to the immediate aftermath of the tornado response. What did it look like? The first steps of action look like for the Urban League?
You know, so I just want to say thank you to our amazing staff, quite frankly, because out of all of the tragedies and things that we have dealt with over the years, this was literally the first time that it impacted us in such a horrible way. Many of our staff were in their offices on that Friday afternoon and literally looked out the window and watched as the tornado came right into our building and blew out all of the glass and the ceilings and everything else around them, water damage, not knowing if you would survive, not knowing how significant it was going to be. But then that very night went out into the community to try to help and try to make a difference and deal with people that were worse off than us. Probably about 12 to 15 of our staff members had their cars either totaled or severely damaged because all of the light poles in the parking lots collapsed onto their vehicles. Mm-hmm. In addition to the fact that the building itself had about $3 to $4 million worth of damage on the top with all of the HVAC systems. And then our shopping plaza right behind us, as you can see, is just totally ruined. It was obliterated. And then our greenhouse next door was destroyed as well in terms of its ability to be used. And our Women's Business Center on Natural Bridge, there used to be a Commerce Bank. Sadly, all of the windows were blown out of that as the staff were there at work. and one of the HVAC systems blew off the roof onto one of the women's cars. And so had she been in there, she probably not would have survived. And so this was the first tragedy where it was so personal to the staff, but yet they really just reached deep down within themselves to be what they have always been, people who are leaders in making a difference, helping others, and providing hope and opportunity to the community.
So how has the recovery been here for this organization specifically?
You know, so luckily for us, we do what we have always done. We're 107 years old, and we were actually sadly born out of a tragedy. The federal government came and created the Urban League as a result of the East St. Louis race riots. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at our origin and you look at what we've done during ever since, we always try to step up and help people in ways that they need. So we have a 10-pronged approach of how we're trying to provide assistance to the community. Our largest events are these Saturday mass distributions for 3,000 people, where we are providing anywhere between $250,000 and $300,000 worth of food, toiletries, PPE, cleaning supplies, and other resources from a variety of different partners. We literally started that the Saturday after the tornado and have been doing them. This will be our fourth one. And I'm happy to announce today that because of the overwhelming need and because of the fact that some of the other not-for-profits have not been able to sustain the work, that we're going to continue them. So we will do them throughout the entire month of June. So we have added two more. We're also doing some in August. And then we also have, as you have so accurately and thankfully we've had you to come and point out, people can come drop off items here and then they can receive items immediately. So anything that we would have been giving out on Saturdays, you can get here at the headquarters any given weekday from Monday through Friday.
You mentioned the scale of how you are helping the community and like over $250,000, right, in mass giveaways. Just because I don't know how all these processes work, does the disaster declaration from the president, does that open up any more federal funding for you guys?
So we have not received any federal or governmental funding so far. So everything that we have done has been from a charitable civic community standpoint with our corporate partners. So when you look at the flyer for every week's event, you see that there are probably about 50 different corporations now that just came and stepped up to the plate to participate and help us with cash and in-kind items to give us the ability to do these every single week. And then in addition to, you know, not only just the food, toiletries, mask, gloves, sanitizer, cleaning supplies, and other resources, we have another group that are doing tarp. And they're doing, you know, nails and wood and all of the plywood that you see outside. So that's been probably about $250,000 operation by itself. And then on top of that, we have a hotel program. So we have 150 people whose homes have been condemned that are staying in hotels. And then we have a shelter on North Grand that we run with the American Red Cross. And then we have a mental health component. So we have our staff that are actually helping people deal with the trauma of what they experienced, along with a few other things that we're doing with transportation, jobs, clothing, and a number of other efforts that we're trying to collaborate with other not-for-profits as well.
Michael McMillan is the president and CEO of Urban League Metropolitan St. Louis. You mentioned the federal funding. How do you go about getting that if you need it? And is it usually difficult? Do you have to lobby for it? How does that work?
So I think that, you know, now we're in a different position, right? Yesterday was a game changer. So when you look at the bill that's in Jeff City that we hope passes through the House, that the governor has supported and passed through the Senate, so then that's $100 million. Then you look at the discussion from City Hall of $30 million in interest from the Rams, and then you talk about this $71 million from FEMA. So now you have $200 million collectively to talk about a major ability to rebuild so that individuals be able to get different housing and businesses will be able to rebound as well. It is not going to be enough because when you look at a total of almost $2 billion worth of damage and an estimated 67% of people that were either uninsured or underinsured, it's going to take more than that. But this is a great start, you know, looking at how do individuals access these funds. So I think that everyone should pay close attention to the media to see all of the different ways that they can participate in the funding that's quite frankly, now available, you know, because, of course, it's taken us 3.5 weeks to get through this. But there are some other places that have taken months and they just now got announcements. And then there are some other places that it's been months and they were denied. So I think that we're very fortunate to at least get to this point. It's not the end, but it is at least a good beginning.
Just from a practical standpoint, because you mentioned the tarps, and obviously that was the first urgent, one of the first urgent needs after the tornado hit. And we've had all that rain, and we've had hail and subsequent storms. Do you know maybe the status of how did the tarps hold up? Are you having to re-tarp homes that you've already tarped once?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so every single tarp did not last, and yeah. So we're going back and having to do some of that same work all over again. And as we all know, water damage to an entire house can be so, so catastrophic, right, on top of everything else that you have received. So, no, I mean, this is going to be a long journey, and it's not easy.
I know that there are some homes that are going to have to be knocked down. I think the number a couple of days ago was around 200 homes. Can you put into perspective, how does that reality affect the community? If it was a home that needed a lot of work, is it something that is helpful? Is it no, because this was home was passed down through generations? Maybe give us some perspective with that.
No, it'll be far more than 200 homes. Yeah. So I think what the city did was announce that it was going in to do 200 right now. Okay. But, you know, sadly, when you look at these four-sided brick buildings, and you look at them losing an entire roof or huge components of them, sadly, that type of infrastructure and those type of buildings and the level of appraisal does not give you the ability to come in and do that kind of work, even if you have insurance. And so what you're also going to see in this process is the inequity of low to moderate income community home appraisals. So there are a lot of people over here that when you look at the cost of the rebuild of their home, it would be $300,000-$500,000. But when you look at what it's actually able to sell for in this market, it might be $70,000, $80,000, $90,000. So how do you then make up that type of difference? So there are going to be a lot of serious conversations that will have to be had in terms of how do we deal with the finances and the real, you know, contracting work and having the people that are capable of building those types of homes, rebuilding, and some strong, you know, assessments of what is capable of happening and what isn't. And so these will be difficult months ahead as we look through each individual property that's been devastated.
In the long term, Michael, this is it's going to be a long recovery. Is it possible to estimate just how long it might take to get back to whatever the recovery looks like?
You know, I think it will take years. To be honest, I think that we should not allow the fact that it is going to take years to make us act slowly. I think we need to continue to act in a very feverish manner, that this is an urgent manner that needs constant attention, constant resources, and it needs to stay at the forefront of people's minds, which is why I'm so grateful for you all being here today and doing this drive to try to promote people to bring resources and to send contributions to our website, because we need those as well. At ulstl.com, anything that anyone can give, we will put to an immediate use, because as you can imagine, having 150 people in hotel rooms and paying for clinical therapists and doing $250,000 drives over the weekend and giving away $100,000 to $150,000 worth of items throughout the week, and all of our staff being completely diverted to a project that none of us had ever thought about experiencing in our lifetime, means that we've already spent over $1 million on this particular project. And like a lot of organizations that have federal contracts, we've already lost millions of dollars within the course of this year. So we need any help that we can get, and we're going to pass it on right immediately to the community.
So last thing before we say goodbye, what we've talked about the things that are needed. Is there anything else that is needed that we haven't really discussed?
So I would say, you know, really three things. One, obviously, we need financial support. So any contribution can go to ulstl.com. Any item can be brought here to the headquarters, and we will continue to need volunteers throughout. So we, quite frankly, have received more volunteer offers and opportunities in the past month than we've ever received in 107 years, which has been amazing, but it will take the long term. So I would say, even if you don't come out and volunteer this weekend, you can totally come in the next month or two, and we will need you.
A quick question regarding volunteers. I've had several people reach out to me saying, I've got some teenage sons who are super strong and need some work to do this summer. Is some of the work, like, for, you know, for minors, people under the age of 18, would it be appropriate for teenagers?
In some cases.
Okay.
In some cases. There are always liability issues of putting people, you know, that are minors out, but there are some things that they can do.
Okay, so reach out to the Urban League. We don't want to add more trouble by having a bunch of kids.
Yes.
But okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Michael McMillan, President and CEO of Urban League Metropolitan St. Louis. Always keep us posted and let us know what you need.
Thank you.
It's Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Because we had to call in the big guns.
Yeah, we had to call in an old friend. We are broadcasting live from Urban League Metropolitan St. Louis on Kings Highway. Bring some stuff by. Bring supplies. They need it. We're going to be here until 12.
Yep.
And we saw this lady walk in.
Yeah.
And she was beautiful.
Radiant. And familiar.
And I said, get over here and sit down, woman.
What's funny is that's actually what he said, was get over here and sit down, which is kind of rude.
Carol Daniel.
Think about it.
Carol Daniel, the retired Carol Daniel, who's still working.
Still working, but now she's here. Yeah.
What are you doing?
First of all, I need headphones on. I feel weird that I cannot hear what's happening. Okay, am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Right now or in my life, Chris Raby?
Raby?
I know, I got this!
Raby?
It was a Freudian slip.
My lord.
No, there's too many Chris's in the sports department.
I would call him that. I would call you that.
That's not very nice. What are you doing?
So what am I doing?
Well, right now you're talking to us.
But. I work part-time at 9 PBS.
Most of the week, though. That's not even part-time.
No, I'm only there 3 days a week.
Well, it's way too much for...
There's 7 days in a week, you know.
I know, but
and
you're retired.
So, yeah, so I have an Emmy-nominated podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. You, it's amazing to get to... At the time, I was 62 and get an Emmy nomination at 62. I'm now 63. And so I am senior producer and host of this podcast. And then Michael McMillan called me over a year ago while I was on the beach in St. Croix and said, he texted me first and said, your ears must be burning. And I got up and I went to my husband and I said, Michael McMillan just texted me. Mm. And we knew that something, he had something, but I didn't know what it was. And so I became the director part-time. I'm here Monday and Friday of the Save Our Sisters Women's Empowerment Program. And Amy knows this about me, that I want to empower people in general, but especially women. So that's what I'm doing.
So I'm doing the math.
Yeah, do the math.
That's like,
what math are you doing?
Well, it seems like at least 5 days a week and maybe more.
Yeah. So you're 2 days here, two days at PBS.
Yes, and 3 days there.
That's awesome.
And then,
or 3 days, yes.
Yeah.
So that's the whole week.
And there's some Sundays where I am, you know, working on shows.
That is far more than retired.
It is. Yes, it is. And then
that's more than we do.
Some Saturdays when I'm here at the Urban League for whatever the event may be. And some evening events that I've had here in this very room at the Urban League. But my husband says, the handsome Patrick says of me that I'm working harder than ever, but he thinks I'm happier than ever.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That is great.
We're happy. But it almost seems like an insult to us, though. Doesn't it?
Only he would pick up on that.
I mean, wait a minute.
No.
She's happy being away from me. You don't get to see me every day.
I'm not happy being away. Yes, and the legs are on point today. He's wearing shorts.
I know.
I thought we were
going to
be outside. So
that's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know how to dress.
It is not that I'm happy being away from you. I am just, this is mission-oriented work.
Yes, of course.
And so it's incredible in one's life to be able to devote like 100% to mission. It's amazing. It's just really, really fulfilling. And I'm doing some, you know, mentoring as well, like actual, I mean, I always mentor people. I could be in Target, which I'm not going to Target, but I could be, that was a political statement. I could be in, let's see, Bowood, which is my favorite breakfast spot.
Okay.
Gerard Kraft. Central West End. I could be in Bowood and someone will approach me and I'm mentoring everywhere, all the time. I am always ready with some wisdom and encouragement and correction. I'm always ready, but now I'm formally doing it. And so it's just my cup is overflowing.
And now I know where to find you at all times. You're either here.
No, you don't.
You're
at
Urban League. You're either at PBS or you're Bowood. So I know where to find you.
Best pancakes.
They're very good.
They're very good.
Yeah.
They're very
right.
good.
How
has it been over at PBS? Obviously, do you ever run into Charlie Brennan doing Donnybrook?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's there on Thursdays, and sometimes I'm working from home, so I see him every now and then.
Yeah.
And then he texts me every now and then. You want to fill in? No, thank you. I'm booked. I'm booked that day.
I think he's booked in France. He goes to France a lot.
Yeah, I'm booked that day. Well, he left and he was learning French, and I'm like, why are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep his brain sharp, is what he said.
Yeah.
So I don't run into him that often.
Now, are you going to do much traveling in between all of your jobs that you're still doing? Like, do you have the opportunity? Would you want to?
Well, the great thing about the schedule is it's very easy on my life. And I have gone to St. Croix more in the last 3 years, which was the last year at KMOX. I've gone to St. Croix probably four times.
Your husband's from the Caribbean, right? Is he from St. Croix?
He was born in St. Lucia, grew up in St. Croix, and his mother and brother still live there. And so I have gone a lot, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because the mosquitoes love this body, and I'm like, please stop feasting on this voluptuous woman. Wow. Please stop it. Just stop it. You're ruining my vacation. But pro tip, eucalyptus oil, eucalyptus.
Really?
I am slathered in eucalyptus, and then they stop.
Okay.
But I am traveling a little bit. But not as much as, because I'm working so much. And I have the joy, our VP of Communications, Lee Haynes, here at the Urban League. She and I, maybe 2 years ago, were like, we should work together. And then a year later, we are working here together at the Urban League. So there's so many amazing people. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you just don't know what's going to happen in retirement. Your circle is going to shift, but you hope it shifts upward. You hope that loneliness is very real for a lot of retirees. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to be lonely. I'm just so busy.
That's
but
awesome.
And I just am loving the new people I'm getting to know. I'm loving all the stories and the careers that I'm seeing flourish, because now I'm around, which wasn't the case at KMOX, because a lot of us had been there for many, many years, right? So we were all graying together. And now I'm around younger people. Yeah. I mean, people in their 20s. And it's
hey,
like,
Fred Bottomer's still there. He's got all his folders still.
He's carrying all the folders.
All the folders.
And he is there 16 hours a day, minimum.
He is not human.
He's not.
Fred Bottomer, who was at one time my executive producer, left Mizzou, graduated, went to KMOX, and has been there. That's his only job in life he's ever had.
42
is KMOX.
Years, I think?
Something 42, 43
years now?
Something inhuman. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and Michael Calhoun, obviously, it still has his audio list of classic out-of-context
moments.
We
would be sitting in the newsroom, and if there was any downtime or anybody said a word, he would immediately find an audio clip and play it out loud. And it would set the tone.
Is that your Fred Bottomer moment? Who wrote the script when you said that the goats get mean and horny?
Kevin Killeen. And as an anchor, you have to know who's writing your script, because everybody has a style.
Yeah.
Some people have more mistakes than others. And you just have to be aware of that. And Kevin Killeen is one of those people. Old English, he loves old language. And so he meant to write ornery, but spelled it wrong and wrote horny. And I understood the story, and it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Goats can get...
Goats would be horny.
Yeah, that happens.
So
it does happen.
I didn't know all of the story, so I read goats can get mean. And when you begin to hear me pausing, my brain is like, what are we about to say here? What? Mean and horny. Okay. Can anybody in here, when you get horny, are you mean? I mean, it didn't make sense. It really didn't make sense out loud.
I guess it depends.
Well,
I don't
know.
The
goats probably have a harder time
unfulfilled.
Communicating.
I think unfulfilled horniness would make you mean.
Let me ask you this.
Unrequited
is
love.
Is this a PG show?
Is this live?
No, not anymore.
Yes, this is live.
Not anymore. Yeah.
This ain't PBS, let me tell you that.
You were going to say, dear. You were going to ask a question?
No, I don't think. I think I was just saying unrequited love.
I was going to ask a question.
Okay, all right.
Are you blaming him? Are you blaming Kevin? Or did you see ornery and think horny?
It was spelled horny.
Are you sure? Okay.
I am certain.
Yeah.
All right.
Did
you
think it was
you.
A silent H, maybe?
He wrote horny. He spelled horny. He spelled horny. Yes. No. Y'all trying to trip me up, and it's not going to work.
It's called a follow-up question.
Is it?
You're a reporter. You know. I just want to make sure.
Some are good and some are not, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, Kevin and I had an infamously loving, intense relationship. Because I adored him, but he also was often a difficult... You have to be headstrong as a reporter.
Yeah.
You got to know what you want to get. You got to know the questions. You've got to be able to face down governors and senators and superintendents and people in power and still ask them the hard question. So he was that way. But then sometimes he would just write things that were very poetic.
Yes.
Really good with that.
He was very good with that.
He could turn a phrase.
Didn't always flow.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Who was a former governor of Illinois who went to jail, who's now pardoned? What is Ron
Blagojevich?
Blagojevich. And he wrote a story about Blagojevich's hair.
Mm-hmm.
That it was his wavy hair. I'm like, where does this fit in the story?
Well, it draws a picture.
Did you read it?
Yeah, well, of course I did. Of course I did.
Beautiful and wavy locks.
Wavy black hair. Yeah. Man's going to prison. maybe that was the story. Yeah.
What's the lead here?
His
hair is wavy? Or he's waving goodbye on the way to prison.
So how are you two doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Well, I mean, look at us.
Look at us. Have you ever seen anyone in shorts look so happy?
You want to touch?
I do not. I
Carol,
do not.
There's not enough eucalyptus in the world. Keep me away from you.
Oh, my! So Amy reminded me that you were my stalker.
Yes,
you were,
so Chris Ranji, Carol Daniel is the one that got away.
Yeah,
that's right.
And Chris Ranji, at one point,
she's saying your last name again and again, so I won't say. The
well,
other
this is going to shock Ranji. Listeners that he's threatening. It's not going to shock.
And Carol,
and he threatened to like creep on Carol's
house.
Like on
yes.
a date night with her husband.
Let me just say to you.
That was the story.
Let me just say, your furniture looks great from the lawn.
I was just, it was always so fascinating to me that you, because I feel like I'm maternal to a lot of people. And yet you were like, I was touched. I was touched. She still got it.
Yep.
She still got it.
The mosquitoes and Chris Ron can't keep them away.
How's that husband of yours? Everything good? He's great.
Next month, we celebrate 31 years.
Wow.
31.
31 wow. years. That is a wow indeed.
That's a long time.
It is a very long time. And my heart still, when he walks in a room, I still get weak in the knees.
That's awesome. Aww.
And that's why I'm wearing a cane.
Oh.
Wearing, using.
Okay.
I'm weak in the knees. 31 years, it's done me in. My knees have been weak for far too long.
Carol, we love you. We're so glad you stopped by. Did you come by specifically for us?
Yes, I did.
Because you told Amy yesterday you didn't have time
me.
For us.
I did not say those words. Where's
That's
my cell phone?
She said, you said you
no,
had no time.
No, I said she didn't have much to add.
I did not. I said that I was not a central part at all of the recovery effort here at the Urban League, and I didn't have much to add in regards to tornado recovery. That's what I said.
But she hoodwinked us.
I came in to watch and to support and to see you.
Well, we love you.
Thank you, Carol.
I love you back.
We miss you.
It's good to be missed. I didn't say I miss you.
Well,
I rehearsed that in my head when I was on my way up.
Oh, yes.
But Amy might tell me she missed me. What am I going to say?
It's good to be missed.
It's good to be missed.
This is the Emmy Award-winning Carol Daniel.
No. Emmy nominated. Don't get me
Oh, only nominated? Oh.
Have you ever been nominated?
No.
We won an award.
We won an award, though, for best
opinion.
We have the best opinions in the whole state.
Really?
That's what the Missouri Broadcast Association.
I want to know what the opinion was.
I don't know.
We don't even know yet. They didn't tell
Nobody
us.
Nobody told us.
Really?
It just said best opinion.
Yeah. Well, congratulations for having the best opinion.
Well, here's how it went down in my book is like we're on air and I said, here's what I think.
Yeah.
And they were like,
there it is.
That's great.
It doesn't
that's
even
the
matter.
Best.
Doesn't matter what's next.
Yep.
Here's what I think is all we need.
Is that the new name of the show? Here's what I think.
Actually,
with Ranji and Amy.
Call it that.
Here's what I think. That's a great segment.
Stupid name for a stupid show.
It's
award-winning
stupid
show.
Thank you, Carol. We love you.
It's so good to see you guys. And thanks for coming to the best Urban League in the entire country.
We are at Urban League, Metropolitan St. Louis. We are here till 12 o'clock on KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ranj, did you see that in London they had a country fair held in London's Brockwell Park?
Country music?
Well, no, like a country fair. They said it's an urban take on a country fair. So it's in the middle of the city, but they will have like livestock competitions, food, music, and a vegetable sculpture contest.
Oh.
Which had a likeness of Donald Trump made out of a squash.
A squash?
Which I don't think probably didn't take a lot of carving.
And then, hey,
sorry.
That's not very nice.
That's not very nice.
Not wrong. Also not nice.
Well, but they also had, there's an Irish rap trio called Kneecap.
Oh.
And they carved them in a potato.
Okay.
And then there was a Dolly Parton called Collie Parton, like cauliflower.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And also 9 to Chive instead of 9 to 5.
Okay, that's not bad either.
Yeah, so it was all vegetables of famous people.
Is this the thing where they roll the wheel of cheese down the hill and people chase after it?
I feel like that's
a different
one.
Because that did happen recently. And is that in Ireland or is that in England? Where do they do that?
I think that's England because cheddar cheese, that's English.
It is? I'm serious. Is it really?
Yes, it is. It is. And then
did everybody in this room know that?
Everybody knew except for you.
Brian didn't know that.
You guys
didn't know that. Nobody knew.
Brian knew it.
Cheddar cheese was English.
And then Scotland is the log throwing.
The log throwing.
Hurling the logs. They do that in Forest Park. They have a Scottish festival. You can tell when it's going on because you see a lot of people in kilts walking around. And then they do the log throwing competition.
You know who's got a real authentic kilt? a friend of ours, Mark Maxwell at KSDK.
That's right.
I've seen him on St. Patrick's Day walking around in his kilt.
He looks Scottish, but wait, St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
I guess they both wear, Ireland and Scotland wear
kilts. Yeah, they both have
kilts. So is he Irish or Scottish?
I don't know. I can't know all these things. I know he's got a kilt. And I know that, I don't know if he's wearing underwear.
Well, here, let me just double. You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
I feel like that would chafe. Although, we do have Jerry Kelly here, which I'm assuming is Irish.
Is Jerry Kelly Irish? Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Jerry Kelly
Cheddar
is Irish.
Cheddar is England, not Ireland, correct? Cheddar cheese?
Do you think everybody knows about that?
Wearing green. They look like they came straight from, like, Ireland.
They really are. Everybody in here is wearing Kelly green.
They are wearing Kelly green.
Wow.
I know.
That was intentional.
I know there's, you know, Irish butter. I'm going to check on the cheddar cheese.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Google it.
Yes.
We're live at Urban League St. Louis, Metropolitan St. Louis on Kings Highway 1408 North for 100 Acts of Kindness. That is in partnership with Jerry Kelly. We started 100 Acts of Kindness today, and we are happy to be here at Urban League to kick things off. We're going to talk to the marketing manager with Jerry Kelly. Andrea Wallace joins the show next on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.